This is Reese's the Wise, and...
This is Old Snickerdoodle, and welcome to another edition of...
Chamber of Knowledge.
Not secrets, that's a trademark entity.
We may or may not get sued, Snickerdoodle.
But so why are we here, Reese's? Tell the boys and girls.
Today is the Feast of Ages. So we were going to read some parchments about the land of Daranos and Orkspire.
Yes, we are. The Feast of Ages is a holiday probably not too different than yours. It's where we get together and everybody eats a lot of food and there's plenty of wine and smoke of the old wizard weed, a.k.a. Thanksgiving, as we like to call it.
We call it Shanksgiving in Daranos because lots of people get shanked.
Yeah, oh yes, Shanksgiving, I am familiar. Mm. That is in a part of Orkspire, a small portion of people celebrate that.
A small minority, but a vocal one.
But they are dying.
Because they're getting shanked to death.
They're shanking each other to death. But anyway, you have a parchment prepared, I believe, on a little bit of lore of the world of Daranos.
Yes, we've been getting a lot of questions about the lore of our respective realms, and I found an old parchment tucked away in some toilet paper. So,
Oh, how fascinating.
I was going to use it to wipe my beehole with, but... I figured I should keep it because it seemed important anyway. Mm.
Yes, well, you did a good job. And before you start, I think we should acknowledge that, yes, both of our worlds are on the same world. Or should I say, realms or continents are located on the one world that the gods call Jushtum.
Jushtum.
That's spelled J-J. U, that's two separate U's, not a W. S-H-D-U-M.
Yes, it's very ancient tongue.
It's not, the people of Orkspire and Daranos do not call it that, except for the very wise who can read old books like us.
Yes, old toilet papery books.
This one was actually found stuck in between a magazine insert, that's what it was on that.
Red book. Okay, I will read the parchment now, which I have saved from poop. Here we go.
Wonderful. People are anxiously awaiting this.
It must have been important if it was hidden in a toilet paper roll.
I would say so.
All right. The realm of Daranos is no stranger to powerful and buff-as-hell adventurers, maidens, titty maidens, booty bitches, and dank-ass wizards with Zs.
Daranos is known for the fine women.
It's true, there are lots of lovely big booty bitches around. But no one man rules the complex and sometimes dangerous as shit realm. Elves are a prominent race, but Daranos is a jizzy melting pot of different cultures and races. There are only a few very large cities, and most people are spread out over the smaller towns and villages, of which there are many.
Yes, jizzy melting pot. You did find this in a bathroom.
I did. I may have written it and just don't remember. Because I'm old and crazy.
Understandable.
Oh, and of course, Wizard Yale rules! There's a lot of L's in that.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
There is no one king, although many rulers hold dominion over the plethora of geographical sub-realms. Of the most notable are Jeremy the Wretched of the Salty Isles, Hambone the Terrible of the Noxious Waste Plains, and Crazy Joey Romano of the Stub Your Toe Forest. You don't want to go in there.
Joey Romano is not the nicest of rulers, as I've read.
He is a crazy son of a bitch. Each area is as unique as it is oftentimes filled with evil and sexy big booty maidens who just want to get fucked because they have some crazy daddy issues. Legend once told of a young king who was meant to return and bring the lands of Daranos under one ruler, but that kid got so cocky and stupid that a lightning wizard used kung fu on his face so hard that he died instantly and the prophecy ended.
You don't, you can't be too excited about what you're doing.
Yeah, we don't take kindly to that here.
You'll get lightning chopped down.
Super dead. The people of Derinos remain free and unfettered by the yoke of any such tyrannical, bourgeois, inbred, cocksucking, shitty-ass, boner, farty-ass butt king. And that is the scroll. It is canon.
That is well, thank you for sharing that with all of us, and even me, because I know some things about Derinos, but I'll admit I don't know everything. You know, it's kind of a philosophy I live behind, is live your life as if you don't know everything, because then every day is like a new page of chapter of knowledge.
We have a saying in Derinos, live your life like you don't know everything, or else you'll get chopped in the face by a lightning wizard.
It's a good lesson to have, for sure.
I, too, do not know everything about your realm of Orcspire, and I'm very interested to know more about it.
Oh, yes.
That.
Yes, I do have a scroll on the world of Orcspire, which I will say that I did find it in the back of the library.
Oh, the library.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place to put scrolls. I'd never thought of that. Maybe I should look into that.
Guys, it's a free place. You can go anytime. You just need to sign up for a card. Anyway, I shall begin reading now. Orcspire is the native home of orcs, goblins, trolls, ogres, and hobgoblins, and the birthplace of Battle Keg, Wizard Sunglasses, and Cinnamon That Tastes So Good Pie, a gooey cinnamony pie that'll make you say, "Man, that tastes so good," also known as Slap Your Mama Pie.
Slap Your Mama Pie? Oh my god, I've had that.
It's very good, isn't it?
I slapped my mama.
Well, I hope she's okay.
I don't care. It was too good. Fuck her.
Civilization in Orcspire dates back to the orc-made cave homes, or as the orcs called them, sleep sex holes, of Orcspire itself. Orcspire is a tall mountain spire located in the northeastern area of Orcspire. Orcspire is both the name of a continent and the name of a specific mountain where orcs live. Don't get confused. Also, there's a guy named Orcspire O. Orcspire, but he lives in Derinos, so don't worry about him.
I know that guy. He's a nice guy.
He's pretty nice.
He gets mail sent to the wrong place all the time.
All the time. It just shows up on the coast of Orcspire.
In a bottle.
In a bottle. Some orcs hung up cross stitches in their cave homes that read, "Orcspire, sweet Orcspire," or "Bless this mess," and "What's an orc got to do around here to get some goddamn conilingus?" Later, Orcspire became the home to wood elves, dwarves, and humans, who were lured by the land's forest filled with monstrous trees and untapped ore hidden in its many mountains.
What kind of ore? Sex ore?
There has been no sex ore identified, but that's not to say that people haven't had sex with the ore.
Oh, yes.
In Orcspire, there is the great wood elf city of Elvdandelin in the southeast.
That is a beautiful name. I would like to visit that place.
It is a beautiful place in the southeast. You should visit sometime. The dwarven city of Stormscale in a hollowed mountain in the northwest, and the human city of Mountain Lake, located in just the regular west. It's just to the west. That's all it is.
Dead Reckoning.
Wizards of each race united, creating the Order of Righteous Wizards with badass spells, and wizards in support for the legalization of wizard weed. Together, they built Wizard Temple University, placed high in the Wizard Mountain Range in the far north. There is no supreme ruler of Orcspire. Each of the races have their own clans, cities, towns, etc. Most of Orcspire is currently at peace, but war is known to break out any motherfucking second. Though, overall, things are chill for now.
That is very true of all places in the realms. In war just fucking happens instantaneously, almost. It's crazy.
Sometimes you'll go for a walk and suddenly you're in the middle of a gnoll war.
Unbelievable. You gotta be careful.
Those are dog people.
Those are dog... Yes!
Now that you have this knowledge, I hope you... I hope you use it well. But we are such kind wizards that on this gracious day, we would go forth and answer even more questions submitted by you, teleported us by some idiots who do a show.
Yes. They were like, could you please answer these questions for our fans? They're very good fans. And we were like, well, we are such good wizards that of course we will do that for you, two idiots.
Also, the one smells like a butt.
Well, which one is it? The red-headed one? He's kind of an idiot.
The attractive one. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, the attractive
one.
Well.
But he does smell like a butt. Let's get to the questions. Yeah.
Question time! Okay, Snickerdoodle, first scroll is from Andrea Spadofi. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, I hope I am.
But I think that one is from Twitter, and that's a weird realm in itself. Continue, though, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay, everyone on that realm is named something ridiculous, I don't know. Anyway, they ask, does Derinos or Orkspire have any sweet strip clubs? Snickerdoodle.
Well, I think the obvious answer is yes, and one of the more popular ones in Orkspire, not going to say it's the most, but it's pretty popular, the Underworld's Nipple.
The Underworld's Nipple?
Yes, it's a strip club where you can see many a booby, and you can even get a tasty drink. You can get some box cider, some tea dripple, and an appletini if you want.
Appletini? I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Would you say a wizard's age?
I would say a wizard's age. I would. It probably has been like two or three ages.
How about you? What, do you have any sweet strip clubs in Davernos?
Yes. There is one located in the Pain Mines, and it's called the Pain Mines.
That doesn't sound like a strip club at all, nor does it sound sweet.
It might be a trap. They might just say that there's a strip club down there, so people go into them, and then you get enslaved, and then you're in the Pain Mines.
Is it just a drawing of boobs on a wooden side and it says strip club this way?
Yeah. Yes. How did you know?
Let's just say three of my lives are missing. 3 years of my life.
Fooled me once, you know what I, you know?
I went down that rabbit hole. Next scroll. At Odin's Donuts on Twitter asks, have either of you cast a spell that you wish you hadn't? One that you couldn't reverse?
Oh, yes. I cast an Exilax spell on myself one time.
Oh, my goodness.
It was terrible. Also, Infinite Kitten spell. It sounds adorable, but after like 30 kittens, they become just another kind of rodent.
That sounds like a horrible spell to cast.
It was even terrible.
After 30 kittens, I may say, this is too much.
It was infinite, so I mean, I don't even know. I just like walked away. They're probably still
Where are they?
I don't know. Nature, man, it finds a way. I don't know.
That is irresponsible.
I know, it's an ecological disaster. Snickerdoodle.
Have I ever cast a spell that I wish I hadn't? Well, I guess the short answer is no. Mm. But I have cast some spells that some other people wish I hadn't, like the loud singing spell, which I could cast right now on your asses if I felt like it.
That sounds like a great one. I might want to hear that.
Well, let me tell you, you don't.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe later, maybe when we, are not doing the scrolls, you could sing a few bars. I've heard your voice. It's very beautiful.
Next scroll.
At Nathan Graves 989 asks...
See, there are those weird names. There's numbers in that name.
I don't even know what that means. 989? Is that like police code? For I don't know. It's like a rap song? Ideas.
Sounds dangerous.
Are there any famous celebrities in Orkspire and Derinos?
Yes, there are. There's Biff Swiftdagger, we are familiar with. And of course, Billy Crystal Man. A man made from crystals whose name is Billy. Nice guy, but maybe he's been in show business just a little too long.
Yes, I think it's about time he hangs up his, whatever it is, crystal microphone.
His his Krishna microphone and cowboy boot.
Yes.
Because he made a couple of cowboy-esque films.
I enjoyed the first one. It was good.
The search for Carl's treasure wasn't as good, though.
No, it was not. But, you know.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Are there any famous celebrities in Daridos?
There are literally hundreds of Gary Colemans walking around because of the spell that I've been casting on people.
Did you cast infinite Gary Coleman spell?
Yes, I just left it. I let that one go too.
You need to stop. You need to stop casting infinite spells in rooms and then shutting the door, slowly shutting the door like nothing happened.
And just whistling while I walk away. Like it
that
didn't.
Is not responsible, but I like the cut of your jib.
I would say the most famous celebrities are Snickerdoodle and I. I mean, we
yeah,
are.
I would say, you know, I would say so. I would say, I would agree. Next scroll, though.
Next scroll.
We've got to keep moving.
Yes.
The people need the knowledge. Izakaruda asks, Reese's and Snickerdoodle, do both of you have any family?
My only family is Snickerdoodle, and it's really quite pathetic.
I'm a little touched. I had no idea.
You're all I have, Snickerdoodle. I love you.
Well, I would say that you are all I have. But I do have a pet toad
who is
magical, and sometimes he is a pet owl. Or maybe I have a pet owl who's magical that is sometimes a pet toad. Either way, he is my family and his name is Jared.
Jared? What a good name for him. Whether he'll be an owl.
I don't know what he really is, but
he could literally be anything.
He could. He's like Q from that show on on that other place that probably listens to this thing. Next scroll!
Next scroll!
Next scroll!
Okay. Aaron Claude Miller asks, what's the best R&B group in your world, and what is their best song? Snickerdoodle.
Well, that's pretty easy. The best R&B group would be Orcs to Adult Orcs with the solid Rave Ruby hit. Don't forget to leave the candles on, baby, because I want to see that booty bounce. It's a slow jam.
That song is fantastic.
I know. Do you know how many times I've gotten to seventh base with that song?
I don't. I don't know how many. It's probably infinite.
Well, I don't kiss and tell.
Oh.
How about you? What's the best? What is the best R&B group in Daridos?
The best R&B group is Soulstone.
Mm.
And the best song is, Baby, Send Me a Parchment of That Booty.
A parchment of that booty? Is that like a drawing on a parchment of a butt?
Yes. Yes. I think they used the same picture for the Pain Mine strip club.
Oh, that would be very dangerous.
It'll cast a spell on you, that song.
Well, I saw the booby sign. That's what I saw.
Oh,
so
yeah, yes.
I did not see the booty one.
The booty one, I was like, okay, I'm in, let's go.
You were out getting some apples.
I was just doing chores.
You made a hard 90-degree turn. Next scroll.
That is all the scrolls we have. Wait, is it? Nope, we got more. Sorry.
There are more scrolls.
My bad.
There was some under my chair. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I apologize.
There we go.
There they are. Let's see here. Tyler Crandell asks, is there any kind of crazy weather in Orcspire or Daridos that we don't get here in our world? Does it rain dragon dong juice? Does it hail crystal goblin nipples? We need to know. Well,
yes.
I mean, both of those things.
Yeah, I mean, seems like you already know about the weather here.
Yeah, it sounds like you know maybe a little more about the weather than we do.
Yeah, are you like a meteorologist?
If you are, we would like to know the forecast for the week, because we don't have any here in our world.
Also the lottery numbers, please.
Please, and the future lottery numbers as well.
Yes, not just yesterday's. That doesn't mean no good.
That does mean no good. That ticket is old.
Yes.
Next scroll!
Next scroll is by Jacob Foy Frownfeller. That is a fantastic name.
That is quite the wizardy name.
It is. What is the dirtiest word ever uttered in Orcspire and Daridos?
Well, legend says that dirty, dirty word was dirt-ass, shit-ass, butt-ass, dick-ass, fart-butt-nipple-tit-dick-taint-hang-glider. And I believe Reese said it while vacationing.
I stubbed my toe in the stub your toe forest.
That was you. That is not an orc spire. That was another day when you send that in Darrenos.
Oh, yes.
This is when you were vacationing here in Orc Spire, yes. And you said it for no reason.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta let it fly just to keep people on their toes.
Well, how about you? What's the dirtiest word ever uttered in Darrenos?
The dirtiest word is actually a disease here, and it's called oily queef farts.
Oh my goodness.
It's disgusting.
That sounds foul. I hope no one ever gets that.
People get it, like, by the millions, actually.
Oh my god, that's horrible. Darrenos sounds very dangerous. I never want to go.
It's like, you know... It's not a good place all the time. There's a cure, I just, you know, but the first couple days is, holy mother.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll die. You'll throw up. You'll vomit. And just,
what's the cure?
The cure is, the cure is to, fart in the vagina area. You have to fart in
that it. That sounds like you're making matters worse. Reese's, I've got to say this. It sounds like you're making this up.
It's the cure and cause of the oily queef fart disease. I don't know. 50-50.
Next scroll.
Next scroll.
Lemay Ledoux. Is that how you say it? I'm not sure. I'm not from that world. It's a very pretty name, yes. Though. However, she asks, what are the most common names in your world? Reese's?
In Darrenos, Thunder Hips for a girl and Joey Pizza.
Joey Pizza.
It's a very common name. It's like in the Earth realm, like a John Smith or a you know, like a last name of Patel if you're from India.
Oh, you know more about that world than I do. I didn't know there was an India.
Yes. I watched a lot of Bollywood lately.
Ah, I see. Well, the most common name in Orc Spire is Terrence, and that's for both boy and girl.
Beautiful. Yes. I would love to have a comely daughter named Terrence.
Wouldn't we all? We all hope that one day we'll just have just beautiful children, and, you know, they could be named Terrence, and that's A-okay.
That's it. That would be a thing.
That is all the information you shall receive, because we are out of questions and out of time. The portal that transfers our messages to your world is closing, so before we go, we want to wish you a happy... what is the holiday called? Do you remember?
I think it's called, like... Thanksgiving or something? I don't know.
I could have sworn it was Granksbigging.
Granksbig, that might be it.
Granksbigging.
Happy Granksbigging, everyone.
And don't eat too much owlbird.
Yes, don't eat too much owlbird or you'll get wizarditis.
That is not good. You do not want that.
No.
You will fall right to sleep. In fact, I think, I'm feeling a little full from our Feast of Ages. I'm about to go to bed right now.
Yes, we're going to go to
bed.
Will
you sing me a song so I can sleep?
Oh, Snickerdoodle, You're my little baby wizard. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I'm going to kiss your nose even though it's got warts on it. But
whoa, hold on. My nose does not have warts.
It does now, Snickerdoodle.
Oh, gross. Thank you.